Appreciate your prayers this afternoon that the Lord would bless His Word. I'm very thankful for the Rock of Ages that has stood the test of time. I have three words, and I'm going to say a few things afterward, but I have three words I'd like you to take home with you from the Lord today, and that is, be not discouraged. Be not discouraged. Over in the book of Numbers in the 21st chapter, we'll begin reading Numbers chapter 21 in the 4th verse. Said, and it was talking about the children of Israel as they had left Egypt and were crossing the wilderness. And it said, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no bread, neither is there water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Children of Israel were discouraged because of the way. They were discouraged because of the circumstances that they found themselves in. Now, do y'all ever have anything that can be discouraging in your life? You think the children of Israel were the only ones that have things that could be discouraging? I want us to know today that there are things in life that can be, there are things that are discouraging, but we don't have to be discouraged. And I want to challenge you, when you have things in your life that are discouraging, don't be discouraged. Be not discouraged. God was very displeased because of their complaining and because of the things that they were expressing. And that's when He sent fiery serpents. If you read the rest of the chapter, is when He sent fiery serpents, and many of them lost their lives that day. But the definition of discouraged is having lost confidence or enthusiasm. Y'all ever lost your enthusiasm? Don't lose your enthusiasm. It also means to be disheartened. To give a little different understanding, a clear maybe understanding of the real meaning of discouraged would be, what is courage? Because discouraged would be lack of courage, right? So when someone is having difficulty physically, maybe sickness, pain, maybe someone facing an enemy, a strong enemy, and in the midst of that obstacle and opposition, they go forward. They don't turn around and go back, but they move forward, even though I'm in pain, even though there's a greater army in front of me, and you go forward, we say they have courage. They don't feel good, but they've got courage. They're going forward. Which means, in the face of opposition, when someone turns around and runs away, what do we call that? We call that cowardice, right? It's courage, cowardice. So now we're talking about discouraged. I got some light as the Lord gave me this message, and I meditated on it, because I heard someone, it was a minister a few years ago, said, well, the Lord told me I should never say I'm discouraged. And I thought, yeah, but you know what? A rose by any other name, right? You can label things like you want, but the reality is we can be tired and we can be worn out and we can have some things that are difficult, but we don't have to turn and run the other way. Don't be discouraged. There may be difficulties that you are facing in your life, but don't go away from God. Don't turn around. Keep going forward. And I believe that's the essence of discouragement, because it goes right along with cowardice. Because when someone has courage, even though they still have opposition, they still have difficulty, they keep going. So I want to encourage us this afternoon to keep going. Whatever it might be that is testing you today, whatever it is that might be a trial to you, whoever is a trial in your life, whatever circumstances you are facing that are disheartening, that cause you to be worn out, keep going. Don't throw your hands up. Don't sit down and say, I can't do it anymore. I know that there are lots of things that we are facing in life that the enemy is trying to use to cause us to lose our spiritual enthusiasm. I told Renee a few years ago, I said, I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose that, and I don't know that I use the word enthusiasm, but that was the essence of it. I don't want to lose that zeal of the gospel. I don't want to lose that burn of the Spirit of the Lord. But you know, there are things in life the enemy is trying to put it out. He's trying to quench it in all of our lives. And the message the Lord put on my heart to share today, be not discouraged. Yes, there's going to be hardships. Yes, there's going to be trials. Yes, there will be people that will test your patience and test and put you to the test in lots of ways. But don't give up. Don't sit down. Don't stop. Don't lose your enthusiasm for the things of God, but keep going. And if you have fallen short and you have a failure in your life, don't be discouraged. If it's a failure, your failure can be a blessing to you when you get back up and say, by the power of God, I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep going forward. Don't be discouraged this afternoon. Courage is mental or moral strength to venture, to persevere, to withstand danger and difficulty. Courage does not mean that someone's not afraid. Courage does not mean that there aren't things that it's like in and of themselves they're fearful. Courage is when you are afraid and you keep going. Courage is when against all odds and all feelings, no matter how you feel today, sometimes do you ever not feel saved? Your disciples don't feel saved. We live by faith, not by feeling. Sometimes we go through the valley that we don't feel on the mountaintop. We may not feel that way, but by the grace of God, I'm going forward. I'm not giving up. I'm not letting up. I'm still saved by the grace of God. What sin did you commit today? I didn't sin today. Well, I'm going forward then, but I don't feel saved. Did you lie? Did you go get drunk? Did you cheat on Sadiq? Were you unfaithful? Did you do... No, but... Okay, we're not living on feelings then. We're moving forward in spite of feelings. Be not discouraged. So Lord, renew our courage. Renew our courage. Renew our enthusiasm. Stir us and move among us that we can keep going forward like the Lord wants us to. Well, the children of Israel lost heart here, and they were weakened and they were tired. And frankly, saints, sometimes, I use the word saints, that was intentional. Sometimes saints get spiritually tired. Sometimes saints just get weary. Don't plan on giving up, but okay, that means I'm not discouraged then, right? I'm tired and I'm worn out and I don't know what's going on and I don't know what the future holds and I maybe feel like that I've been wrung out, but by the grace of God, I'm not turning around. The children of Israel were discouraged because of the way, and it's like, why did you bring us out here? And there were times that they said, let's just go, we should have just go back to Egypt. If we are discouraged today, are we going to find it better in Egypt? Is it worthwhile to turn around and leave this afternoon? Where are we going to go? Do you have somewhere better? Is Egypt going to be better? So let's not be discouraged, but let's move forward. When we lose our courage, then there's almost a spirit of resignation that comes with that. It's like we just resign ourselves that this is the way it is, and I'm just going to lay down and die. It's what you may feel like doing. Do you know it's courage that enables you to get up in the morning and face opposition and trials and battles and temptations and fight another day? That's courage. That's courage. Let's keep getting up. All right? If there are things in your life that make you want to stay in bed, keep getting up. Don't be discouraged. Keep pressing the battle on. Yes, you may be weary. Yes, you may be tired. Yes, there are things that can really challenge us. But we don't have to turn around by the grace of God. There's a story, and I know I told this a few years ago, this story a few years ago, I related this. But in 1968, the Olympics were being held in Mexico. And the marathon was the final event. And there were thousands upon thousands of people there that were watching this. And a marathon, it was, I think, is what, about 42 kilometers, somewhere in that range. And an Ethiopian runner was the first one to get back there, and he won the race. He was the winner. And there was someone from Tanzania. His name was John Akwari. And about 30 kilometers in, his head was throbbing, his muscles were aching, and he fell to the ground, and he sustained an injury in his leg. It was a major injury. And medical staff that was on site told him, you can't run on that anymore. He had them wrap his leg, and he still had 12 kilometers to go. And he hobbled. He hobbled the rest of the way in. And when most of the people had left the stadium, there were still some there, but it was, I think they said, an hour after the winner had gotten there, that he made it, and he collapsed at the finish line. But he made it. Now that's courage. See, courage doesn't mean the absence of pain. It doesn't mean the absence of a handicap. It doesn't mean the absence of a challenge, but it means we're going to keep going. A reporter asked him, they said, why did you not drop out? And he said, my country did not send me here to start the race. They sent me here to finish it. Saints, I've started for heaven. I want to finish the race today. And when we are tired and worn out and there are difficulties, don't give up. There are places of areas of discouragement. I want to mention a few briefly, but they're in our personal walk sometimes that there can be a real struggle. There's temptations and there's pulls and there's influences and there's things. Sometimes people go through periods of what they might say personal failure. And they're feeling like they just keep falling short of being what the Lord wants them to be. And that can be discouraging. And the enemy is right there to try to make you think, just give up. Just give up. Just throw your hands up. You can't do it. But if I'm going to make it to heaven, I'll go in limping. But by the grace of God, I want to go in shouting. I don't want to go in limping. There's power with God this afternoon. But it doesn't mean it is not without its challenges. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us what? Run with patience. The race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And then that's normally where we stop quoting, right? Many of us could quote that by heart. I want to read you what the next verse says there in Hebrews 12:3. For consider Christ, that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. When you get tired and you face problems, remember Jesus, lest you be faint and weary and give up. He didn't give up. He endured the cross. He went all the way. He didn't stop. He wasn't discouraged. Yes, he was in agony. Yes, he was burdened. His sweat became as blood, they said, because of his agony, praying, Lord, if it be possible, let this cup be taken from me. But he didn't give up. He didn't turn around. He kept going. So what are we going to do today? Does anybody here say, I want to just give up? Now, if I ask if you felt like ever giving up, if we were all honest and open and vulnerable, I think probably all of us would say, yes, there have been periods in my life I felt like throwing my hands in the air. And I will confess that to you today. There have been times I felt like it, but I didn't. Thank the Lord. I didn't. That's what we want to not be discouraged today. But keep going forward in spite of those. Sometimes people get disillusioned with things. People can disappoint you sometimes. And it's not just in giving up God. It may be giving up something else that God has for you to do. It might be in your relationships with people. Sometimes people will do things to you in your life that you're so discouraged with it, you feel like throwing your hands up and saying, I'm done. I'm finished. Don't be discouraged today. There will be challenges in relationships. There's going to be struggles. But is it worth really throwing your hands up and saying, I'm finished? Peter lost his courage. And that's when he followed Jesus afar off. It was because he lost his courage. And he ended up denying the Lord. What was the answer? The answer was get closer to Jesus. The closer to the Lord you are, when someone came along and said, are you one of those? It's like, yes, I am. I'm with him. But when you put distance, it's easier to start giving in and start going backward. So Lord, help us to get closer. There are in marriage is a lifetime commitment. Our world is not teaching that today. Our world is not practicing that. Marriage is a lifetime commitment. Don't be discouraged in your marriage. And everyone here may say, that's not for me. I hope someone listens that it's for them then. Don't be discouraged in your marriage. There are going to be tests. There are going to be trials. There are going to be misunderstandings in what our world is doing. They are not willing to stay committed to a job anymore. You know how many jobs people go through these days? Jobs, marriages, they move from one thing to another, and there's a lack of stability. It takes courage. But understand that there are so many stories that can be related today of marriages that were so close to being broken up, and yet they held on with courage, and they got to Canaan land. And in Canaan land, remember, what's still in Canaan land? Oh, thank you all. I was hoping I wouldn't have to say it. There's still some giants in Canaan land. There's still some walled cities, but it's Canaan land. And as you move forward, you can grow in your marriage. Don't be quick. Too many people are too quick to throw their hands up today. Say, I can't do it. By the grace of God, you can. And He's got blessings in store. So when there's misunderstandings, don't be discouraged. If there's places like we're just not on the same wavelength right here and right there, don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Maintain your purpose and your desire, and you will get through those times, and the Lord will bless you for it. Remember when the spies came back from Canaan land, and they were telling me, say, we're just like grasshoppers in the sight of them. They're like giants over there. We can't do it. It's noteworthy that they said over in Deuteronomy 1, they said, whither shall we go up? They said, our brethren have discouraged our heart. Have you ever had a family member that discouraged you? It's like, you can't do that, or give up, or go backward, or do something different than what you know you ought to do. Are we going to allow our spiritual lives be defined by our family members who are trying to discourage us in the way? We need to look to Jesus this afternoon. We need to get our eyes on the Savior and press toward the mark, because we'll make it by His help. But let's not be defined by our family that might try to discourage us from the way. What about child raising? Mothers and fathers, they ever get discouraged? Are there ever disheartening circumstances? I'll say it for you. There are. Whether your children are young or old, there are discouragements. Doesn't mean we have to be discouraged and turn around and go backward. I think about child raising, especially those with young children. Is it worth the battle? Is it worth it? You know, I've seen parents when their children are misbehaving, and you could almost see the parents intentionally ignore it, because they were too tired to deal with it. I want to encourage the parents today, do not be discouraged in your child raising. Don't turn away from it. Should parents turn over control to their 3-year-old? To their 13-year-old? Should we cede our authority as parents to our 3-year-old and 13-year-old and all in between and on both sides of that? Do we cede it? But do you realize there's a temptation in our world to do that very thing? Just throw your hands up in the air. What happens, happens. So do we stop teaching, stop disciplining, stop correcting, stop loving? There is a cause this afternoon. There's a cause. And don't give up. When you're tired and you don't feel like dealing with it, you don't feel like if you ever have to deal with a rebellious teenager and it just seems like that it would be, I don't have the strength, the fortitude to deal with it, and I'm just going to let it go. Don't be discouraged. Maintain the right spirit, but keep doing what is right. Keep requiring what is right in your home. Do not cave to the influences of the world. And you know, there's going to come another day. There's going to come another day, but it takes steadfastness that I'm not going to be discouraged by that. I'm not going to be a coward. I'm not going to run, but I'm going to keep moving forward. Well, that's what David did when he went out to face Goliath. Others were running away from Goliath, but he said, what did he say when he went out there? He said, you're coming to me with a spear and a sword. He said, but I come unto thee in the name of the Lord God, the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. I'm not coming in my own strength. You know, that is one of the keys to living a life of courage. It's moving forward and facing the challenges of life, not in our own strength, but saying, Lord, I'm going to face this by your help. In your home, in your marriage, with your children, on your job, in the congregation, in your personal spiritual life. Lord, I'm not doing it in my own strength, but I'm doing it based on the power of God. So the challenge is this. I may be weak. I may be tired. Doubts may assail, but I'm not discouraged. Because my faith is in God. And I'm not going backward. I will go forward in spite of what I see and how I feel, regardless of what others do, say, or act. Our confidence is in God. So be not discouraged. Discouragement comes from looking around at things with our human eyes and our human perspective, whereas courage comes from pressing forward, trusting in the power of God to see us through those tough times. I want to share just a few things as we begin to conclude this afternoon about courage, things that help us be not discouraged. One of the things that we are going to have to do is make a decision and a purpose. We have to make a decision. Regardless of what happens, I am not going backward. We have to make that decision. If we don't make that decision with the opposition that we are facing in the world, we're going to find ourselves giving in to the pressures around us, spiritually and otherwise. We have to have a purpose that I am going to serve the Lord. I'm going to stay faithful by the help of God, and I'm not giving up, even if I don't feel like it. Or if I feel like giving up, I'm going to go forward. So have purpose this afternoon. Over in Judges 20, we read about the men of Israel. It said they encouraged themselves. Do you know that's one of the reasons why it's important for us to have fellowship with each other? Do you know we can come to services, we can come to prayer meeting, testifying services, and we can close ourselves off. We might be present in the flesh, but we're absent in the spirit. We have to open up ourselves to allow ourselves to be encouraged by our brothers and sisters. I imagine probably all of us have been in a service before and we were there, but we kind of closed things off in our mind. Am I the only one? Have we not done that before and you felt very isolated? And it takes opening up your heart to be able to allow someone to encourage you. As we see the end approaching, we are entreated in the New Testament, don't forsake the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some is. It was that way 2,000 years ago, and it is still the manner of some today, and I'm speaking to people who are here in afternoon service. So you are not guilty today. You understand, but it is the manner of some. The scripture says people just not finding importance to be in fellowship. It is important for us today because we have so many things that are discouraging out there. We need one another. We need to be there to be open, to encourage one another, to challenge one another, to be a support to one another. It's very important to remind one another of what God can do. Brother, it seems like you're going through a rough time, but we know God will see you through in praying for one another. There are some times that others just can't do it. You remember David was being opposed by everybody. Over in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 to 8, David was distressed, and the people were talking about stoning him. Let's stone David. Do you remember what David did in light of this message? What did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. There are going to be times that you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You don't feel good. You don't feel like it. You feel like there's opposition in front of you and around you, and the devil makes you feel like just giving up is not worth it. Again, in all these different facets of life, encourage yourself in the Lord. Is God's power big enough? Is it strong enough for me to make it? Yes, I know it is. Is the Lord faithful? Yes, He's faithful. Okay, get up and keep moving forward. Don't throw your hands in the air. Encourage yourself in the Lord. And as you encourage yourself in the Lord, you might come to service or you might just have a burden to pick up the phone and call me and encourage Brother Michael because you've been encouraging yourself in the Lord. And now you have something to encourage me with. And by the help of the Lord, that's what I want to do for you. There are lots of times I'm encouraging myself, and it is that through the presence of the Lord that enables me to come back here to service and try to encourage you all. You see, because the Lord was faithful, so He's working in all of our lives that we can be there. So encourage yourself in the Lord. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. And the scripture over in Psalms 27, 14, it says, wait on the Lord. What? Be of good courage, not bad courage, not discouraged, but He said to wait. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. But wait, I say, on the Lord. Why did He repeat Himself? When someone repeats something, you know, they're not being real concise, or they're wanting to get a point across. He was trying to get a point across. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. But I want to remind you of something. You're going to have to wait on the Lord. That's where we were the other night when Vanessa was getting critical. It was praying. It's like, why isn't the Lord answering my prayer? Lord, we're seeking You. We know You can, but why? Why, Lord? And I still don't know exactly why. But we waited on the Lord and He came through. He came through. He's going to come through for us if we will wait on Him. But He said, be of good courage. I could have sat there and thought, well, okay, God, there's nothing to it then. You're not answering my prayer. I'm done. I'm finished. This is just a farce. This serving You and trusting You and trying to sacrifice for You, I'm finished. No. He said, just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I want to encourage you today. Be of good courage. And you're going to have to do some waiting. Have some patience. But He will strengthen your heart. And in conclusion, Deuteronomy 1:21, as Joshua was going to go out to and lead the children of Israel, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. The Lord has land in front of us He wants us to gain. He set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. There's land ahead of you. Don't be discouraged. In other words, don't go back. But keep going forward. And I know there's a fight. I know there's people that can start wearing on you. I know there's temptations. Sometimes, I just say to the young people, but to everyone, sometimes the devil can just pester and pester and pester and pester because he's trying to wear the saints down.
But don't be discouraged. Keep battling. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart. Don't be afraid today. In your marriage, in your child raising, in the work of God. It kind of didn't take a lot of time with that. But be not weary in what? In well-doing. Why? For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. In the work of God, you know, if everybody in the work of God did what they felt like, no one would be doing the work of God. If Sunday school teachers went on feelings, there would be no Sunday school teachers. There'd be a new one every week until everyone was expired. And it wouldn't take very many weeks, would it? And it would be over. The work of God takes consistency and faithfulness. Be not weary in well-doing. Keep working, keep trusting, keep doing, and the Lord is going to come through, and there is a harvest that is going to come from that if we will be faithful. Be not discouraged. May God bless you. Amen.